Welcome to the MindBody TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm a conventionally trained physician sharing how the body heals and how you can access this state of healing effortlessly. Hello, everyone. Welcome to MindBody TV. I am sharing from Durango, Colorado. We're broadcasting all over the world today. I'm really excited to be here. I'm going to be sharing about emotional freedom technique, EFT, which is also called tapping, specifically around manifesting health and abundance. Now, if you've been here for the last couple of weeks, we've been using some EFT. A lot of very powerful things will come up. It's a very easy modality to use. I, as a physician, have used this for decades now. I mean, over a decade, in my medical practice, for myself personally, and in lots of other areas of my life. And I'm very, very enthusiastic about sharing this, about using it myself, about what it can create. A lot of the people I've seen have pretty severe chronic illness that's not responding to conventional treatment, that's not getting better no matter what they try. Pretty much all the people who find my work, even though I was trained in emergency medicine and trauma, I have a background in mind-body medicine and self-healing, but they've all pretty much looked outside the box. Like, all right, I'm open. What else is possible? I understand how to heal myself. And then they're working at it, trying to find this modality or that modality. Is this the thing? Is that the thing? And with EFT, I'm going to invite you to use this as a way to nurture, love, and embrace yourself more fully, as opposed to using it to get rid of symptoms, disease, illness, anxiety. Now, I get that the whole point is to be free from anxiety, fear, fatigue, pain, and to have vibrant health. And that certainly is what we're moving toward. And I've seen this very powerfully with EFT. But when we do this to get rid of something, it's like we're just going to suppress the energy right back down. And that's what makes us sick in the first place. So we're going to use EFT in maybe a new way from what you might have been used to if you've been introduced to it before. And if you haven't been introduced to it before, you're going to love it because it's easy, it's powerful, and you can use it on yourself. So for those of you who don't know me, I am Dr. Kim DeRamo. I am an osteopathic physician. I was trained and board certified in emergency medicine and trauma, but I had a background in mind-body medicine, the mind-body connection, how the body heals itself, and have really taken my practice in that direction over the last 10 years. Retired from the ER, I have established an international business sharing about the body's ability to heal itself and providing resources for how we activate this. So I'd love to hear where you're tuning in from, whether you're here on Instagram or in the broadcast here on Facebook in the mind-body community or on my YouTube channel. So welcome from British Columbia, from the UK. Yes, Happy New Year from Parker, Colorado. Awesome. From Canada, England, Sweden. Hello, Katarina. From the Bronx. Oh, hello, Maura. Hello, everybody here. Awesome. Well, let's get started. The first thing I want to share about when we approach manifesting, specifically around health and abundance, this is a universal thing. We're ready to welcome in, whether it is more joy, more ease, lightness, freedom. And we might perceive it as, oh, I just want more money. There's always something under that that has to do with more joy, more ease, more freedom. I want to invite you into whatever it is you're here to manifest. And I'd love you to share it with me, like, what are you ready to manifest in your life? What are you ready to welcome in? What is that? And then we want to look underneath it. Like, what's the heart's desire that's ready to come in? Because when we focus on like the thing that represents it, let's say it's a job or you're a lover or your body is different. You know, I'm gonna lose weight or I'm gonna have this thing or it's a house. Okay. When we focus our energy on that, it's a different energetic focus than focusing on the thing I really want that thing represents. So say it's, I want to have an amazing connection with my lover. We feel close and we feel intimate and, you know, we love to be together. Or it's, I want to have more money. So you want to look at what does that represent? When I have this thing, I will feel. and then go right to that. We just started the Be the Medicine course yesterday. It was amazing. And I had people write in who were like, I really want to be in this course. It just, you know, I'm not manifesting the money or I'm not manifesting the opportunity. So I have always invited people like, don't make it about the means to an end. Oh, if I get this degree, then I'm going to have this. Or if I have my greatest lover, then I'm going to have this. What is actually the energy you're ready to welcome into your life? Because that's what we're going to do through this EFT tapping. And that is what inevitably creates the manifestation of like maybe other things you didn't even realize could represent that. Okay. So weight loss. Yes. Awesome. Really good one. I think a lot of people have that. I know I'll just share for people in my community. People will tell me I want to have better health. I want to not be so tired all the time. I want to be able to eat what I want. So freedom, ease, resilience, vitality might be some things. Lorca, I want another baby. Good. And you can see how much attachment goes around something when we have a specific thing. So I would invite you to just feel into what does this represent in my life? Is it more connection, intimacy, love, joy? Is it I know in connection is a big one for a lot of us to feel that sense of like home, family, connection. I want to know what is the I have this baby actually represent energetically. Good. Regina. Regina said vibrant health and abundance. Awesome. Tammy, definitely better health all the way around. Good. Let me see in Instagram. Awesome. Hey, from Spain. Welcome to our call. That my body is safe. Good. Are you recording this? Yes, I'm recording this. It will be up. We mail them out every week. So if you subscribe at drkimd.com, you will definitely have the email for the link. Rachel said, I would love to manifest more self-confidence. I've improved in so many other areas, but this is where I lack. Good. Work that I love. Giving love and being loved. Okay, great. That's a great place to start, Lorca, with the I want to have a baby because, and for whatever your manifestation is, you want to soften the attachment. Okay, because when we think has to be this way, attachment blocks receiving 100% all day long, attachment blocks receiving. So to soften around the attachment, get underneath what is it I actually want to receive, because then it's universal. Being love, giving love, being loved, you can do that right now and begin to connect with love. Love yourself more fully in this moment. Love the moment, right? And all the shit in it. With a little bit more willingness, right? Like, oh, I don't want this to be this way. Just soften a little. Embrace this moment as it is. This is a big, big key to allowing things to manifest. So if I begin with that, I'll receive it instantly, even if it's just loosening my shoulders a little bit more and breathing more fully. That's 2% more abundance than tension in the body and stirring up fight or flight. You can only create what you're willing to be. And you'll only create more of it in your life when you're willing to be more of it now. But so often we're waiting and it's conditional. Well, I'll feel that love when I have the baby, or I'll feel the abundance when I have more money. So it's once I have this thing, then I'll open to embody the sense of freedom, abundance, prosperity. But it doesn't work that way ever, 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 ever. And in fact, that's what blocks manifestation. So if we're willing to embody it even 2% more now as is, that's what allows it to come into our lives. Awesome. All right. Hello from Western New York. Katarina said, my way of expressing my inner sense of unity in the world. Awesome. Sharon, health, wealth, and love. Art, a thriving business. Beautiful. And so feel the energy of that. Feel the prosperity, freedom, expression, especially if you're in art, which I'm assuming you are, that there's an expression that comes through and it's beautiful and it's exciting. And you feel vibrant. So connect with that energy even just a bit more right now. Good. Elaine, feeling whole. Be Lakers, can just focusing on our breath and deep breaths help heal our nervous system? Freaking yes. immediately and very powerfully. This is one big missing element in the conventional medicine system is like, oh, well, we'll do that, you know, but this is really severe. So we got to do this other big thing. No, it's the other way around. This is actually a big thing to repattern the nervous system out of the intensity of fight or flight, where healing cannot happen, into the harmony of receptivity, where healing immediately happens. Beautiful. All right. Push the reset button and learn every day a new thing that can bring love into your life. Awesome. So that's what we're going to practice is how can I be in that space of love so that love can come into my life? Especially, you know, when we're sick, like chronically sick, not getting better, there can be hopelessness, powerlessness, despair, grief, fear, shame, like embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. This is my condition. I should be doing better than this. A lot of judgment. So whenever I tap with someone who's in that space of lack, depletion, illness, these are universally the energies that come up. And when we're willing to embrace them, the energies move through. They are no longer suppressed. So two things about manifestation: focus on what's underneath this thing that you want. What is it actually? What's the energy? Because that softens the attachment and that allows us to immediately receive. And the second thing is when we are in a condition that's unwanted, like that's the last place we want to go. No, I don't want to accept this. I want to have that, right? So that's duality. What you resist persists, and you will block manifestation wildly when you're unwilling to embrace what is because you want to have something else. We can actually only create that through the doorway of where we are now, how we are now, as we are now. Polaroid said, how can I know what I really believe versus my intrusive thoughts and anxiety? Well, we're going to just dip into the moment. So take a few deep breaths. The Lakers said, just listening to you helps elevate me into higher vibes. Thank you. Oh, it's awesome. Okay, so let's tune into the body. One of the biggest things I see that creates disease that doesn't get better no matter what we do is we are unwilling to feel, sense, and experience what we're feeling, sensing, and experiencing. That's it. That is the thing. So EFT is actually going to have things come up. You're either going to feel things more intensely, and then you're like, whoa, I feel worse. It's not worse. It's just energy coming up to move through. You will feel lighter right away. Or some people will say, I don't feel anything. And 100% of the time when that's happening, there's some way we're just like shutting down, like prove it to me. So that's for you to get curious so that you open and begin to feel more. So curiosity is a major doorway to allow massive, unthinkable manifestation beyond what we've ever experienced. So if that's the situation, you're like, I don't feel anything. Just ask, what else is possible here? Because you're moving into a new mindset and a new mind state and a new experience. But there's actually a lot of barriers to that in the nervous system that have us not go there. It's like, I don't want to change. So we hold. And when something massive is ready to change, it can be scary. So this is like a protective mechanism in your system. So just go to curiosity to override all of it and allow in what's ready to come in. I wonder what else is possible here. Awesome. It's scary though. It takes the leap of faith to keep embracing, I find, because when you really start embracing, the healing seems to go very fast. Yep. In fact, my whole program where I work with people live for healing is called Embracing Health, not heal yourself in, you know, 5 steps or make the disease go away. It's actually about embracing what is. That is what universally allows healing. Awesome. Beautiful. I always love your pragmatic approach to energy subjects. Awesome. Yeah, energy does not need to be esoteric. Emotions are energy. Beliefs are energy. It's just we don't always perceive them because there's so much suppression. Okay, so feel into your body. Close your eyes if you like, if that's available. Let your body soften. So breathe fully. One of the most powerful things you can do is just soften your body. It will not only immediately allow energy to start moving, which I said in a moment ago, that can make things intensify, right, as it's moving out. But it will also allow the nervous system to perceive something new. You are more receptive when you soften. So 100% of the times when people say it's not working, they're holding the old energy where they're trying to receive something new. So that's not going to happen. But just soften. There is nothing you need to fear. You are okay. Put your hand on your heart. Have a few deep breaths. Yes. Zooming out and getting curious have really been a game changer for me. Awesome. Sari, what about when you want to change your life, but you don't know exactly what you want? Yeah, you may never know exactly what you want, but you can create 2% more ease in your body. And that allows a whole lot more freedom to come in immediately. So don't make it in the mind, what do I want? Just, I'd love to feel more at ease in my life. That's a powerful intention. So just connect with your body. When we are willing to feel what we feel, that alone changes everything in every cell and throughout all our physiology. Okay, so this is the key. I am willing to feel what I feel more fully. Because what 100% of the conventional medicine treatment does, or the perspective does, is I want to feel it less fully. Let's just not feel anything. Let's suppress your pain. Let's suppress your fear. Let's medicate this. Let's make this go away. Let's fight the disease. And we're seeing evidence of what that creates. It creates even more severe chronic illness. It creates even layers and layers of, now I have 10 diseases instead of just one or two. What does that create when we suppress? Oh, let's get curious about that. How could we do it differently and actually be willing to feel what I feel so that it can move through and I'm no longer holding it? This is what I have seen with everyone I've worked with who's cleared a chronic illness. They're no longer in the, but I hope it doesn't come back. They're like, whoa, I've released that. I am at peace with that energy. It's okay for it to move through. I am neutral with this. I feel whole. I feel complete. I feel fulfilled. I am at ease. That's wholeness. That is a resolution, not a remission. All right. So what do you notice when you soften your body? What do you feel when you soften your body? If you just take a few breaths, put your hand on your heart. We're going to start tapping in a minute. Oh my gosh. Your approach has helped me so much through my high school experience. I'm now at university and your videos are so helpful. That really touches me because that's can be a really, really a pivotal part of life. Katie, I want to lose weight because I want to feel more feminine. Okay, good. But I'm using a masculine energy to achieve the weight loss. Exactly. That's what so many people are doing. So that's why it doesn't work. But that's beautiful for you to see, right? Because most people just keep going, I want to lose weight. I want to lose weight. And they're in this masculine energy and they don't realize, oh, what I really want to feel is feminine. What if I soften my body and receive the moment? Why don't we do this? Because we don't want to feel the shame and heaviness or what we're holding in the body. We don't want to feel all that. We just want to make it go away. But we don't realize that we are powerful. We can hold a space of light and allowing that lets everything move through. So that's feminine, right? Is I'm receptive. I'm willing to be all of it so that I can be that which I truly am. Whatever I'm really not just moves through. It will always release. Whatever I really am, which is light, love, joy, freedom, expression, will strengthen. So beautiful, beautiful. All right, awesome. So I feel so emotional already after just softening. Awesome. Just feeling it, release it. Yes, 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 yes. If you're suppressing it, you're not going to feel it. So it's a sign, it's evidence that more is coming up. I want to share the link to the Tapping Summit. It's the World Tapping Summit that's being held right now. I'm one of the speakers. It's my favorite event of the year. And it's a free way to learn a lot more of this from like speakers all over the world. It's at bit.ly/tappingsummit2021. bit.ly/tappingsummit2021. I'll put it here in the comments so you have that. But that's a free summit. I'm one of the
speakers, and it's, I mean, that's really one of the most powerful ways I learned more and more about tapping. So you can go there to register for free now. You can purchase the series, which I would hands down recommend if it resonates with you, because it's a powerful set for your library to listen to again and again. These are, even just for one of the speakers, it would be worth the investment. So there you have it for the tapping summit. So let's start with our tapping. So feeling what you're feeling, whether it's, I want to manifest this thing, or, hey, that's what I want, or I don't know what's underneath the manifestation. That's what I really want. I just know I have to have this thing. So maybe that's as far as you go in this 10 seconds. Tap on that. It will open you to more, I guarantee. If you've got a physical challenge going on, oh, this back pain is just killing me. Tap on that. A lot of people do this where it's like, I just have these money blocks. I can't have money because I have these money blocks. Okay, so that's an idea. That's a belief. It's not even true. But just tap on the idea of this money block. I can't have it. I won't have it. I never have it. That's where you'll start. So we're going to start with something general, opening up to ease and freedom in my body. Okay, so tapping on the karate chop point. Even though I don't have ease and freedom in my body, you'll repeat that out loud after me. Yeah, Sally's saying, I'm procrastinating, self-sabotage. I choose to embrace myself fully. So we're gonna do three setup phrases. Even though I don't have abundance, I choose to be at peace now. Even though it's difficult to manifest these things I want, they're not manifesting. I choose to be at peace now. Yeah, beautiful, Allie Kay. I will tap on that too. Inner eye. So now we just tap on the actual trigger, right? So this idea that I can't manifest, it's not manifesting for me. Just breathe, relax your body, soften. Let it do the work for you. Outer eye. I don't know how to manifest. I can't manifest. I don't know what I want to manifest. Tapping the idea neutralizes it. Under the eye. What would it take for me to let abundance in? Let everything soften. Let everything go. Good. Underneath the nose, right at the midline. I'm ready to receive more. I don't know how. On the chin, all this resistance to life. Good, let your body do the work for you. Just gently tapping and breathing, softening underneath the collarbone. What would it take for me to let in so much more? Under the arm, even though I don't know what it is I want to manifest. Good, let your shoulders soften, let your body do the work. It's releasing a lot. Top of the head. What would it take for me to be at peace now? With exactly what is. Okay, there's going to be a lot more that comes up. We're going to keep going. Inner eye. I can't be at peace with what is. Outer eye, this is unacceptable. Under the eye, the idea that if I accept it, it will just get worse. Good, under the nose, the idea I have to fight this or I won't have more. Okay, right on the chin. The idea that manifestation has to come from me, from working hard. Good. Under the collarbone, that to manifest, I have to try and focus and work. Under the arm, instead of knowing, it could just come through me. On top of the head. What if I soften, relax, and so much more gets created through me. Good. Breathing in through the nose. Letting everything go. Okay, now just notice what you notice in your body. I'm telling you, there's three things. Either it intensified and more shit came up, and maybe you're like, ah, okay, just let that happen. It's okay, I'm feeling more. Breathe in, big, 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 soft, relax. Breathe out, big, big, fucking big. Okay, the breath will move the energy for you. Two, wow, I feel lighter. Maybe there's tears, maybe there's yawning, maybe I'm like, whoa, I don't know. I had all this tension, but now I'm like, wow, I'm really breathing for the first time. Or three, yeah, I don't notice anything. Nothing changed. I don't notice anything at all. And you'll notice a little layer where you're holding old perspectives. So just be curious. Whoa, what if I did let something new in? What if I was willing to let something in that I don't already understand? Because that's what I told you before in the nervous system. It's like, I don't understand it. I'm letting something new in. And we're holding. If you're actually ready for a new experience, go to curiosity. What if I were willing to let in something I didn't understand, to let in something that feels scary or feels threatening? That's why we don't let it in. It feels like a threat. I don't think she knows what she's talking about, right? It's like, yeah, let's just keep us safe and hold it together here. So we block judgment, conclusions, fear, right? When we're fear, we're like, I got to get in control here. So we won't let something new in. Good. Lorca, more anxiety in my chest. Sally, I feel lighter. Regina, really lighter. Laura, huge, yawning. Katarina, warmth spreading through my legs. Good. Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, the link didn't work. So if anybody's on my team, see if you can put the link for the Tapping Summit 2021. Works for me. Definitely working here. I'll include a different link to see if this helps for the tapping. Good. So what you're noticing, like I said, it's going to be three things. Do not be afraid of any of them. Anybody here with comments? Okay, awesome. So what are you noticing? What's coming up now? Feeling grounded and weighted. Awesome. I feel upset. Good. This is the stuff that's suppressed, that now you're letting come up. Like, wait a minute, I'm not upset. Everything's fine, my life's good. And now you're like, whoa, I really am upset. Okay, so I had spoken to someone yesterday in one of our group calls, and she was saying, well, my life was a 7 out of 10, and then it kind of fell apart and I had this diagnosis, but it was pretty good before. And when I felt into her energy, it was like, whoa, there's so much more life has for her. Did she really not see that she was settling? And part of her really did see, like, whoa, that's not even close to the vibrance and vitality and expression of what I'm really here for. And so we may think like, no, I'm good, and we're convincing ourselves, but when we begin to let the energy come up, we're like, whoa, there's so much I've been holding. I didn't even know I was holding this fear. I didn't even know I was holding this grief. It may intensify when you do this. Do not make that wrong. Gonna do a little more tapping. So it's perfect. Oh, Michelle, thank you for being here. Awesome. Yawning, heavy, tired, hopeless. Good, good, freaking good. I will tell you, when I changed my mind about the heaviness that would arise, everything accelerated in my life. I didn't want to feel it. I was like, why am I back there again? But when I realized, like, oh, this is the density I'm carrying, that is clearing to make space for the light I'm actually asking for. I want to live totally free. I want to live totally in resilience and ease, period, end. What do I need to do? What do I need to let go of it? So there'll be stuff that comes up to let go that maybe I'm subconsciously suppressing. Good, I practice Reiki, my hands are so warm. Katie, I feel laser focused and present. Beautiful. Wendy, I'm feeling pain intensity in my back. Awesome. Second link worked. Okay. Self-disgust. Okay, good. So whatever's coming up, we're just going to go into the next round. So inner eye, all this intensity that's arising. Get in your body. Breathe in your body. Outer eye. It's too much for me to bear, right? Just an idea. Tap on it. Neutralize it. Acknowledge it. Good. Someone's saying, I feel heavy and fatigued all the time, right? So that's one thing that comes up for me a lot when I tap, is like, this is here all the time. I've never been free. I've always had this thing. It's just an idea, but that's what it will feel like. I feel this all the time under the nose. I'll never escape. I'll never be free. Just an idea. Tapping neutralizes on the chin. It's too heavy. I don't want to feel this. Good. Under the collarbone, the physical sensations, these emotions, the dreadful thoughts. Under the collarbone. What if I could just make 2% space to soften anyway? Top of the head, to soften to what I am feeling. Inner eye, to soften my body so the energy can move through. Outer eye, maybe not in 2 seconds like I want it to. Under the eye, but with breath, it moves. Under the nose, giving it space, giving it breath, even though I don't like it. Good. Under the collarbone. Sometimes I don't want to feel anything. It's too much. Under the collarbone. But what if I soften anyway, even just a little? Under the arm, my mind does not like it. It does not think it's a good thing. On top of the head, we'll do a little more to feel any of this. I've just learned to suppress. Inner eye, I've become a master at judging. Outer eye, at fearing and protecting. Under the eye, and I've boxed myself in here. Under the nose, and it's brought more clarity. Good. Under the chin, to feel that suppression, heaviness, pain. Good. Or maybe you don't feel any of it, and just to see things not working out in my life. Good. Under the arm, to notice all the lack and limitation. Top of the head, like I can't have it. Okay, a little bit more, just keep breathing. Inner eye, this brings me more clarity. Outer eye, am I willing to make a different choice and allow something new? Under the eye, I don't know how. It's just the mind telling you, so it's okay to acknowledge that. Under the nose, what if I allowed it anyway? On the chin, what if I start by softening my body? Under the collarbone, breathing more fully, right? Even just a little bit. Under the arm, even though so much is coming up. Top of the head. Letting go of the ideas, I can't handle it. And letting something new in anyway. Breathing fully, relax your body. Big breath in. Powerful breath out. Awesome. We're life. We are always able to access something higher, always, even if we don't feel it, believe it, think it. So tap on what is here now, what's arising. Do I feel hopeless? Am I like, fuck this? This girl doesn't know what she's talking about. You don't know my pain. Tap on that. You don't know my pain, you nitwit, right? What's coming up? Who knows? But tap on what arises for you, because that energy is not you. That thought is not your nature. So Go there, acknowledge it. It's okay, I have this thought. It's okay, I feel what I'm feeling. It's okay, I'm having this experience. It's okay, it looks like nothing's working out for me. It's okay, I think I don't know how to manifest, right? We think we need to know how. We are manifestors. All we need to do is be. Okay, so that's how I use tapping. It's a really, really powerful way to let yourself be more alive. How do I make my name appear in my comment? You have to let StreamYard access your Facebook account because you're in Facebook, and then it will show who you are. Good. JS started to yawn and tear up after the second round. Oh, good. Good, good, good. Thank you. Good. Buzzing. Art. I feel more pain in my heart, but also a much bigger, more alive container to hold it. Yes. So tap yourself a little bit more to tap in what's coming. Hello, beautiful Teresa. Good. Katarina yawning big time. Regina, I started to cry now. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. There's so much you're opening to. How often should I tap? You could tap every day. And I have got this really cool friend. Gene Monstrinelli has this cool, you know, tapping site. And he said, I'll take my weekly to-do list and I'll just look at that to-do list and tap in the beginning of the week. And I'm like, that's such a good idea. You know, I was like, I'll have my, you know, I write down on my paper, here's what I'm doing today. So I can look at that and actually do a form of that where I look at my day. Do I feel harmonic about that? I'll look at my week. Do I feel good? Is there anything that feels contracted? Like, oh, I put those things back to back. Oh, I don't know about that. And I'll just tap to release any contraction I have. And literally people will call me and be like, can I move my appointment? Or like something will shift to align with the harmony I've chosen. So that's a really great way to use it. I really love that idea. But the way I most often use it is when I feel the contraction. I'm like, oh, rushing from here to there. And I'm like, whoa, this doesn't feel harmonic. Or something triggers me and I'm like, oh my gosh, this feels really intense. I'll use some tapping to neutralize my nervous system. So I'll use it when things come up, when things are triggered, because that's when things are ready to move through. A great thing to tap on, just put your hand on your heart and say, how is this happening for me? And you could do a little tapping. We'll do some now. to just embrace what is, because it's always a gift, always, 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 always. Like, yes, fucking yes. Even that? No, clearly this can't be a gift. Oh my God, I swear to God, I can't express how true it is and how universal it is that everything's happening for us. So let's tap to embrace what is and let something in. So just even though this is just clearly so bad, I'll never accept it. I choose to be at peace now. Good, so three. Even though this thing is clearly unacceptable and unforgivable, what would it take for me to be at peace with even this? Third one. Yeah, and Paula saying, I love and accept myself. It feels like empty words. So just say, I choose to be at peace with this now. So the third one is, even though I can't love and accept myself, I can't be at peace with this. I choose peace anyway. Good. So keep tapping with what's coming up. Inner eye. There's no way I can embrace or accept what's coming up. Good. Just breathe, breathe, breathe. Outer eye. How could this be happening for me? This is not happening for me. There's a lot on this. Under the eye. Clearly the universe is out to sabotage me. Under the nose, or I'm sabotaging myself. On the chin. Either way, this is just all wrong. Under the collarbone. Seeing it as bad. Judging, judging, judging. Okay. Under the arm. It's the conclusion that this is bad. I can't see beyond this conclusion because it just is bad. Good. Living in this conclusion about what's happening. Top of the head. I wonder if I'd be willing to expand beyond this conclusion. Shh. Inner eye, this way of seeing things. outer eye, this way of seeing my circumstance. Outer eye, seeing myself. Under the nose, rejecting what's happening now. Right? Because it's like we see it, what's happening to me. It's happening to me. On the chin, what if it's happening for me? Under the collarbone, what if everything is happening for me somehow, some way? Under the arm, and if I could let it in just 2% by softening, yeah, top of the head, I'd begin to receive the gift. Good, my ears unclogged, very emotional. Such a release, thank you. So what do you feel after that one? And you could tap a lot deeper to just say, I choose to embrace what is. I choose to know this is happening for me. I choose to awaken. Okay, you could do a whole round on that. Sharon, I know it's more powerful to use your words with tapping, but would you still get the same benefit as you tap and think those words? If you didn't say it out loud, yes, usually, but saying out loud in the beginning is really helpful. Okay, good, feeling emotional. Do you say anything that comes up for you and occasionally say, but I love and accept myself? Well, you've already created the harmony in your system. Like, I'm doing this to love and accept myself. I'm doing this to step into greater peace. Okay, so your whole system is like, this is the point. And then whatever I say is being neutralized. This idea, this thought, shitty feeling, I fucking hate this. It's neutralizing the thoughts, the ideas, the blah. Right? Because what's behind that is presence, and presence is peace. Oh, good. Heart is neutralized. Big yawn. Ah, oh, I love you guys. This is great. Oh, so yeah, I will say what comes up for me and how can I embrace this as it is? How can I remember this is happening for me? How can I let this in instead of rejecting this experience? Because if I'm willing to let life in, everything is abundant. Everything is manifested. Boom, 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 boom. Abundance is manifested because the state I'm choosing is abundance, right? Life's going to be a reflection of me. And so if I'm in yes, 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 thank you, life's going to be a reflection of that. If I'm in no, 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 let's change this. I don't want this. That's what life's going to bring me. It's like more challenge and more lack. So I'm so, so grateful to bring this to you. Again, the Tapping Summit is at bit.ly/Tapping Summit 2021. I'm going to put the direct link in here. It's a little bit of a messy link for the free summit on tapping. Definitely get the series if you want to buy the series because it's very, very powerful. And like I said, even just one of them that really resonates will be well worth the price of admission and the investment you make if you do want to buy the series. I know Nick and Jessica for years, and they're doing really incredible work. They put this summit on, and everyone who's on their team, well, not everyone, but the main people on their team are their family members. So, you know, Martin is their dad, and Jessica is Nick's sister, and then who's the other, their mother is also a tapper. Everybody is part of, you know, the family. They're all working together, which is pretty incredible. Alex is Nick's brother, who I also have met. So they're just doing really incredible work. I love what they're doing in the summit. What I've shared in the summit, is how to get underneath the messages of what your body's trying to tell you. Like, whoa, my body's sick. I've got this, I've got that, to really look at like what is trying to come up, because your body is always, always, always your ally in expansion, but it won't feel like that. It'll feel like my body's my enemy. Why is this happening? Never is it true, but it's hard to see it. So to get in alignment with like, all right, what is my body trying to invite me to here? What's it trying to show me that I can step through for more abundance and more health fluidity in my life. So that's what I shared in the talk. That's going to be on day 3 of the summit. If you do purchase the summit, there's bonuses we've all created, and mine is How do you know what to tap on? How do you tune into the physical body or situation and get a sense of what are the deeper underlying energies of why this keeps coming up, why this limitation is here, so you can tap on that and resolve it and really move into something more powerful. So so I invite you to that if that resonates with you. There's the link. I'm at drkimd.com. We will be here again next week live. I'll come in Instagram again as well if I remember to do so. But we're here in the Mind Body community in Facebook as well as on my YouTube channel. And I welcome the comments if you're listening to the recording. I'm at drkimd.com if you'd like to subscribe and tune into what I'm doing. I'm also, like I mentioned, in Instagram if you'd like to connect there. And there's a lot of really exciting things coming up this spring. I just interviewed Jessica Sullivan, who's a member of my team, who experienced a really severe illness with severe Lyme disease, neurologic disease, brain fog. She was bedbound for almost 3 years. And I mean, the hopelessness and the heaviness, you know, tried everything. And she told me it was this work that really allowed that to unwind and really allowed her to be free. She'd had a remission at one point where her symptoms went away, but she lived in constant severe anxiety with intermittent panic attacks, worried it would come back, agoraphobic, couldn't go outside the house, worried she'd get sick again. So it wasn't actually a resolution. It was like a remission in constant fear her symptoms would come back. She hadn't really neutralized them. And that after this work, which her symptoms did come back full force, after this work, with what the work that I'm doing here and working with me in the Embracing Health program, and other things she was doing with me, she had a complete resolution of that disease, severe neurologic Lyme disease. It was like pretty intense, multiple courses of antibiotics, like nothing's helping. And she was literally bedbound for 3 years. So I thought that was such a powerful story, especially because Jessica is my customer service assistant. She's connected in a very loving, compassionate way with so many people who are coming to this work and then going, this isn't working for me. What's happening? And they feel like such a victim to say, you know, because she said to me, Kim, this was my story. Those were the things I wrote in my journal entries. Like I could have written exactly that same post from that person who feels so despairing and so helpless and is dealing with a severe illness. So I thought, like, let's share this. This is really powerful for her to be able to share that story of how this work really began to open her to something beyond all of that. And she's completely healed from disease and doesn't have symptoms anymore with migraines and brain fog and chronic fatigue syndrome. So I thought that'd be a really inspiring story. We're going to be mailing that out. It's going to be posted on our blog this week, I think. So just stay tuned. If you're subscribed at drkimd.com, I will email you so you stay posted with what we're doing. There's a link for that. There's a quiz there. You can get a little bit more prescriptive resources for you. And I'm excited to share this. So much love. Thank you, everyone who's here on Instagram. And I look forward to seeing you. I'm here every week, 11 a.m. Mountain Time for Mind Body TV. All right. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'll see you soon. Bye.
You've been listening to the MindBody TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. For a special download to assist with integrating this work, go to drkimd.com/podcast.